The Paper Chase, John J. Osborne's depiction of the humiliating life of a Harvard Law School student, has been reissued more than 30 years after its original publication. The book inspired a movie and a television series. The story also created an image of the law school experience that continues to live in the popular imagination. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
For those who are familiar with The Paper Chase, it's hard to forget Kingsfield, the fictional Harvard Law School professor played by John Houseman in both the 1973 movie The Paper Chase and in the CBS television series. Houseman's portrayal of the challenging and daunting professor earned him an Academy Award.
Mr. Hart, will you recite the facts of Hawkins versus McGee?
I haven't read the case.
Class assignments for the first day are posted on the bulletin boards in Langdale and Austin Halls. You must have known that.
No.
You assume that this first class would be a lecture, an introduction to the course.
Yes, sir.
Never assume anything in my classroom.
The Paper Chase is the story of James Hart, a first-year law student who battles with Kingsfield and the aggressively competitive students in his class. This is a work of fiction that came out before memoirs were popular, but for the most part, Hart is a stand-in for author John J. Osborne. Today, Osborne himself is a professor at the University of San Francisco Law School.
No, I don't quite agree to that bargaining term, but it's delightful to be with you today.
Osborne says he consciously tries to make his class different from his Harvard experience.
I don't call on anybody unless they volunteer. And so what I'm trying to do is create a safe class where everybody feels safe enough to raise their hand and participate. So they're not worried about getting embarrassed or shot down.
Since the publication of The Paper Chase, Osborne has gone on to write three other novels. Most of his books have focused on aspects of the law, but The Paper Chase taps into many law school students' fears. Can I be a lawyer? Will I measure up?
Even though they're scared, they're excited because they can sense that. You know, they see the movie or they read the book and they can sense, I'm going to be part of a theatrical, exciting experience.
Obviously, The Paper Chase also struck a popular chord. It inspired both a hit movie and a television show that ran for four seasons. Paul Bergman, a professor at UCLA Law School, teaches a class on law and popular culture. He says The Paper Chase continues to show up in other guises.
As recently as last year's Legally Blonde, with Reese Witherspoon, the first image of the law professor, is taken almost directly from The Paper Chase.
Let's call on someone from the heart, sir. Elle Woods.
Oh. I wasn't aware that we had an assignment.
Vivian Kensington, do you think it's acceptable that Ms. Woods is not prepared?
No. I don't.
Would you support my decision to ask her to leave class and to return only when she is prepared?
Absolutely.
There's a reason the Kingsfield-like image of the law professor keeps reappearing, says Bergman. These characters embody what we hope is a rational and fair legal process.
The Paper Chase image is so powerful because it resonates with that aspiration that we have for our legal system. Let's focus on what are the arguments here? What happened? What is the correct way to analyze this? It's all very divorced from politics, from prejudices, and I think people want to feel that the legal system provides that.
When John J. Osborne wrote The Paper Chase, it was an indictment of legal education. His views about the experience have changed, but so has law school.
I think that at its core, even in my friendly contracts class, it still maintains, beneath the surface like an iceberg, it maintains those same elements that are in The Paper Chase. You know, and I've come to think that isn't bad.
In fact, when Osborne's own daughter decided to apply to law school, he encouraged her to try Harvard. She starts class there in the fall. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.